and welcome to another episode of a podcast about music, which, if you're new here, is a podcast about music. I'm one of your hosts, Logan.
And I'm Eric.
Whoa, okay. I changed the intro back to our regular sounding intro, not in terms of the theme song, but in terms of I did not say info comedy once in that intro.
You've only said it now.
Well, I said it now, yeah, but this isn't the intro.
It is an info comedy, right?
Oh,
now we said it twice, Logan.
I'd argue that it's an info comedy.
I would argue that it seems to me you were using an extraordinarily deep announcer voice in that intro.
Was I?
Yup, and guess what? That's why we're both going deep tonight.
We're going deep tonight.
Oh, yeah.
In more ways than one.
I cannot even fake a deep voice.
Neither can I. Eric, how have you been this week? It's been an interesting week, to say the least.
Logan, I don't know about you, but one thing I did for the past week and a half, I have no idea what's going on out there. I just took this time to kind of decompress. I just turned off everything. I turned off social media. I turned off the news. I haven't been paying attention to anything.
Yeah.
Which I have no idea what's going on out there. I don't know if anything's happened in the world. I don't know if anything's happening in the U.S. this past
week. No, me neither.
No clue.
I actually chose the same week to do a news detox, so I haven't checked the news at all for the past week. So I am. I mean, 2020 has been great so far.
I can only imagine. I'm sure people are still talking about the election. Did we have the election yet?
Yeah. 2 months ago, if you can believe it or not.
Oh, wow. So
actually pretty nuts.
I'm sure people are still talking about that. I'm sure Trump is still in the news every day. Whatever the case.
I don't know.
It's kind of nice just to step away for a little while, let it all play out.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying things. Thank you for asking.
How bad could it be, really?
No kidding. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you are living in blissful ignorance.
Yeah, living la vida loca.
As some would say, we are not talking about Ricky Martin this week, but we are.
Thank goodness.
Talking. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but we are talking about the Traveling Wilburys this week, a super group that I have heard a little bit throughout the years.
I also haven't really heard that much, though I think most of us are familiar with at least most of the members.
I'm familiar with most of the members' music way more than I am with the actual Wilburys.
I think a lot of our listeners are going to say, I had no idea this existed.
Well, I mean, they were quite the super group, and I'd like to tell you all about them right now.
It was what you would call a side project.
Yeah.
Super group side project.
That's a fact. Yeah. The Traveling Wilburys were an English-American supergroup consisting of Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty.
Now, Logan,
Did I mispronounce Jeff's last name?
No, Lynne.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Just to back
just
up,
sure.
Most of our listeners know most of these characters because we've talked about most of them on the pod. But if you haven't heard of them before, Jeff Lynne is
we've
who?
We've talked about two before.
Jeff Lynne is one of the founding members of
Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah, some say ELO.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan.
Of Bob Dylan.
Of Bob Dylan.
Of Robert Zimmerman, if you want to get technical.
Of maybe the greatest songwriter ever. Okay, so we all know Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Did we realize he was in a supergroup?
I never
Most
knew he was in
not.
The supergroup.
How about George Harrison? Was he in a group before this one?
I mean, I heard he was in like this boy band called the Beatles. I don't know if they've achieved any notoriety throughout the years or anything.
A Beatle? You got a Beatle
you've
in
got
this band?
A quarter of the Beatles.
Now, Logan, how about this Roy Orbison character?
Of Roy Orbison, also.
Maybe one of the greatest.
Needs no introduction.
Yeah.
One of the greatest, would you say?
I'd say rock and rollers and one of the greatest
guitarists. Would you say?
Oh, sure. Most original
Maybe not
guitarists.
One of the greatest, but definitely a great one.
He certainly influenced a lot of the people we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got Tom Petty, who, as you know, was part of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and his own solo acts as well.
And certainly a legend. A legend in
all
his
these
own
guys
right.
are legends.
So you've got five legends, right? Five?
Yeah.
Forming a supergroup. But they're all relatively humble characters.
Mm-hmm.
So, Logan.
I'd say Harrison was the humblest of the Beatles. Not that any of them were too, like, you know. They were all kind of humble, but generally speaking, I think he was the most humble.
None of these guys would have wanted to make this new group they're forming all about them.
Oh, no.
Do you know what they did?
They made it about the music.
And how did they disguise themselves? Did you come across that in your research?
I could pull it up.
I think you'll get a kick out of it when you come across this information.
Well, why don't you tell me what you know about the Traveling Wilburys?
Logan, I can't remember these details, but I was hoping you'd have it there at your fingertips. But the point is,
we're doing a podcast about them then.
If you ever get your hands on an album, a Traveling Wilburys album, you'll notice you don't see any of those names. You don't see George Harrison or Roy Orbison or Bob Dylan on the album cover.
Mm-hmm.
Those names aren't credited. You see a whole bunch of names of fictional characters. They all gave each other fictional names.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and I was hoping that you had that there in your show notes.
I don't, but if you want to pull it up while I'm talking about it. Yeah, I mean,
you tell us about the Wilburys. And I'll dig up those interesting names.
Yeah, dig it up and let me know.
Dig it up.
The idea to form this supergroup was brought up by George Harrison and Jeff Lynne during the sessions for Harrison's 1987 album Cloud Nine. And the band formed in April of 88 after the five members united to record a bonus track for Harrison's next European single.
Funny that you mentioned that. I was reading about Jeff Lynne earlier. Turns out he wasn't just a founding member and multi-instrumentalist in ELO, aka Electric Light Orchestra. Yep. Excuse me.
That's okay.
But he also ended up producing a lot of music. He produced albums for most of the Beatles after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why he was in touch with George Harrison.
Probably.
Sorry. Logan.
They were also collabing on an album, at least a few songs. All right. More about the Traveling Wilburys, because that's what you guys came to hear about. Probably 90% of you don't know who the Traveling Wilburys are. And Tom Petty has been credited with saying, quote, "None of this would have happened without him. It was George's band. It always was George's band. And it was a dream he had for a long time." End of quote. So that was Tom Petty on the idea of the Traveling Wilburys, and that it was George Harrison's brainchild, basically. The supergroup was George's idea all along. And funny enough, George Harrison actually first mentioned the Traveling Wilburys publicly, during a radio interview with Bob Coburn on the show Rockline in February of 88. And he was asked how he planned to follow up the success of his Cloud Nine album, and then he kind of teased the Traveling Wilburys with a few of his mates, and he said, quote, "I'd like to do an album with them, and then later we can all do our own albums again," end of quote. So he was kind of thinking about it before it was actually a thing, but it became reality, and here we are.
Logan,
mm-hmm.
I've uncovered that information.
Oh, great.
I didn't have to dig too far. Give credit where Wikipedia credit is due.
Well, you know.
Yeah. On the first album that they put out, called Volume 1, they list the following members: Nelson Wilbury, George Harrison,
mm-hmm.
Otis Wilbury, Jeff Lynne, Lefty Wilbury, Roy Orbison, Charlie T. Wilbury Jr., Tom Petty.
I knew it. I knew that was going to be
Tom Petty. And Lucky Wilbury, Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Bob Dylan was pretty lucky.
Yeah. By Volume 3, Spike Wilbury was George Harrison, Clayton Wilbury was Jeff Lynne, Muddy Wilbury, Tom Petty, and Boo Wilbury, Bob Dylan. You'll notice by volume 3, sadly, they had lost Roy Orbison.
Unfortunately, they did. And Roy Orbison, overall, great musician. I haven't done much research on him. He's a musician I'd be very interested in talking about on the show, dedicating an entire episode to.
Our entire listenership knows one of his most famous songs.
I'm sure they do. And
what is that, Logan?
I don't listen to the show, so I'm exempt. Right?
Pretty Woman.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. Oh, yeah. That was just... I was going to say that.
But yeah, no. I knew you
no,
were.
No, I have heard his song. Obviously, I couldn't remember it right then, but thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
I would be interested in doing a 5-week...
deep dive?
Deep dive, that's the word.
As it were.
And I'd like to maybe... this doesn't need to be for next week. I'd like to do all 5 of the Wilburys with their actual names, of course, and their musical career.
I feel
career.
Like we've done 2 of them already.
Well, we have, so we could do the other 3.
All right.
And we could just do them, I don't know, sometime before next year. I
pay think homage good. To pretty great musicians.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Where it's due.
Pay homage to great musicians where it's due. We're going to get that on a shirt for you
so
guys soon.
So what about George Harrison? He's still around?
No, unfortunately, he's
no.
not.
Tom Petty?
No.
So we've got the remaining members consisting
it's
of...
just Jeff Lynne and Bob Dylan.
Jeff Lynne and Bob Dylan. How quickly these things change, sadly.
Yeah, really. And,
but at the same time, they made a really neat sound for a couple of albums.
You want to feel old?
No.
Bob Dylan's almost 80.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Even I wasn't even alive when he was young, but that's still crazy
Logan.
To me that he's 79 turning 80.
If I had a nickel for every time Bob Dylan turned 79.
You would have 5 cents.
I would have a nickel, yes. That's
more than I have. Anything else before we get into song suggestions? I know we talked very briefly about the Traveling Wilburys, but I feel like it's better that we talk about individual artists in separate weeks and then we can reconvene and do a quick recap.
I think it's worth mentioning from the research I did, the members have mentioned that this was George Harrison's baby. This was his project. It was always his sort of pet project, his idea, his band, if you will.
Well, yeah, I just said that.
Like you said,
was,
Logan.
Was I your research? Did you research by listening to me? So it's not Logan, a very credible source.
Maybe I also read the same thing you were reading earlier. My point is, what a fun little pet project to involve 5 of the biggest names in rock and roll history. Literally 5 of the biggest names.
Oh, yeah.
So
I mean, not necessarily the biggest, but...
5 of
big names.
Okay, let's say 5 of the top 100 names, and I'd say arguably
top
5
50.
Of the top 33.
Top 50.
Yeah.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
To put these guys together, what they did, West. What they did was it was a lot of fun for them. They made some really nice songs. Nothing earth-shattering.
You know what else I bet they made?
A few bucks.
That sweet,
maybe.
Sweet green stuff.
Yeah, I don't even know about that. I'm not sure how
Money,
well it sold.
Which is a song by a different artist for a different time. Have we talked about Pink Floyd on here? I think we have.
Yes or no.
I think it was in the
episode
30s.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about
it. I want to fact check
Roger
myself.
Waters and all that. What's his name?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Bob
Yeah,
Waters,
we talked about them February 15th of last year, episode 34. So that was fun. So fun,
so,
in fact, that I forgot we did it.
About the supergroup we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Traveling Wilburys.
So anyway.
Start with my suggestions pretty soon.
It seems that they were not in a bad way, a bit self-indulgent. They were having fun together.
Yeah.
How else are these guys going to have fun? A
couple of pals hanging out, making music, making money.
Absolutely. Except for the money part. They were having fun making music.
Yes.
How about some song suggestions?
I would love to suggest some songs. The first song I'd like to suggest is End of the Line. And I'm going to give you a little sneak preview right now. So I feel like we might get copyrighted for that if I played it any longer. But you can obviously check out the full song in the episode description. I'll link the YouTube and take a listen. It's quite a nice song, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Eric, you want to suggest anything before I move on?
There's a lot of great, as I say.
Now,
TW songs.
Handle this suggestion with care, okay?
You're asking me to recommend one of their most popular songs, Handle With Care.
I know, it's a tall order.
Logan, I want to bring our visitors. I want to bring our listeners back.
They're
to
all visitors.
A story I told you about discovering Arlo Guthrie. Do you remember that story I told you?
Did you tell it to me on air?
Yes.
Then I probably don't.
I talked to you about a house that my dad was working on one time.
Oh, I remember this.
Remember this?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was probably given carte blanche to check out the record collection.
What did
of
you just say?
Carte blanche.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Look it up.
It sounds French.
I was given the freedom to just peek around at their record collection.
Okay.
I discovered a few different things that particular day.
Mm-hmm.
Arlo Guthrie and Alice's Restaurant.
Yeah, same guy.
You know what else I discovered?
Traveling Wilburys.
Correctamundo.
Great.
That was the day I heard about these guys.
Very convenient. We're talking
about
them.
And by the way, I had no idea who they were. I thought, oh, this is a neat little band I'm listening to.
Whoa, okay. Understatement of the century.
Seriously.
Quite a little more than just a little band. So did you want it? You already suggested Handle With Care, I guess.
Yeah, you may as well.
You mentioned
it. It's a
great
song.
Yeah, let's play a little of that.
It's got a real Roy Orbison sound to it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So if you want to hear more of that, obviously, links in the show notes. Last song I want to suggest is...
The last song you want to suggest?
Yes.
What is it, the last song you're suggesting?
It's called Last Night.
No, really?
Really.
What a coincidence. That's the last song I wanted to suggest also.
Well, let's listen to a little bit now. Cool intro. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but it sounds to me like there's an acoustic guitar playing.
And some drums playing.
I'm getting
playing.
Silly, I know. What am I doing with my life? So that was quite a fun podcast segment. We've got three song suggestions, as we normally do. We talked very minimally about the Traveling Wilburys, but enough to call it our episode topic of the week.
I think it's a great one.
Also, we're releasing on Monday.
Here's the thing,
week, which is kind
of we've talked about a lot of acts, as I like to say.
We sure have.
We've talked about a lot of acts.
78 other ones.
That most of our listeners have heard of.
I'd argue that most of them don't know.
We've talked about a handful of acts that nearly every human on Earth knows about.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the Beach Boys. Does anyone not know who the Beach Boys are?
Could anyone forget the atrocious reverb that was,
well, it was our
found
first,
in our first
It was
episode?
Our first ep.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But, Logan.
Simpler times, I guess.
I think while a lot of our older audience is completely aware of at least three or four, if not five, of the founding members of the Wilburys,
mm-hmm.
I bet a lot of them haven't heard of this band. They didn't gain much commercial
really
success.
Mm-hmm.
I can think of between three and five friends of the show that I know don't know who the Traveling Wilburys are.
I know one friend of the show does.
Okay. One does, and
I don't think
between three and five don't.
At least the people that I speak to, I don't know, maybe they do know the Traveling Wilburys, but I don't think they do. So maybe... out there in listener land, it was supposed to be a lot funnier than it was because I stumbled on my words.
Hold on.
Wow, that was really
delayed,
not
delayed
forced
reaction.
So we'll cut that part out. For all my friends in listener land, check out the Traveling Wilburys. They're great.
Check them out.
I'd like to quickly thank some people in different countries today. We haven't done this in a long time.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize we were doing the awards ceremony.
Thank you speeches, but if you want to make a speech, feel free. Thank you to the majority of our listeners in the United States. Comes as no surprise. Are we still recording? Wonder if we're still recording. Oh, we are. Okay, my computer turned off, so that's that. Thank you to everyone in the United States for listening. Thank you to our friends in Germany that make up over 7% of our listenership. We are spread out all across the world, so 7% is,
well,
I mean,
the earth.
Yeah, I mean, look at all these countries.
Yeah.
Just look. It keeps going and going and going. So thank you to our German friends. We appreciate you. Thanks to our friends in the United Kingdom as well for making up more than 5% of our listener base. As always, thank you, South Korea. You've been an OG since day one, and we appreciate you. Thank you, France, and thank you to the people in the Netherlands who have a flag shaped like the French flag in a 90-degree tilt. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's fun.
And
it's
finally,
like a beach ball of a flag. Yeah,
thanks to our listeners in Japan as well. I hope you are either you know English and you're appreciating this, or you're learning English from us. And in which case, good luck, because we are not the best source for that.
Logan, I'd like to take a quick moment to talk about the universe.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Make it quick. No,
we're talking about our listenership on this earth.
Yeah.
We think of this as the world, right?
We do think of it as the world.
But it turns out we're just a small little planet. Small little baby planet.
Yes,
we are. In a big world, if you want to call it the world. I heard something interesting just today. You know, we're in a galaxy, right? You
sure.
Know what our galaxy is called?
Yeah, the Milky Way.
The Milky Way. Within the Milky Way is a good number of solar systems.
Sure.
Ours consists of between 8 and 9 planets, depending on what year you're listening to this.
I still firmly believe that Pluto should never not have been a planet.
Oh,
I mean, that's a controversy.
Give a nice
a
little
time.
Dog a name like that, he should still remain a planet,
hey,
but sure.
We're not talking about dog names. We're talking about the sad situation that
so
wasn't is the deplanetation of
yeah.
Pluto, but that's also for another time.
We've got some, you know, some interesting numbers going on here. We've got our little solar system, which has something like 9 planets and a sun, what is called a star, right?
The sun is also a star.
So
would make a great name for a book.
We are within one galaxy, as you said, called the Milky Way. Any idea about how many stars you see in any given galaxy? Something like...
Well, I know in our solar system, we have one star. And that's
yeah, no,
the
no,
sun.
No. In our little galaxy, which is the Milky Way.
50 billion. That's probably way
I
under.
I think it's something like... I can't remember. Let's just say a billion.
Well,
it's more than a billion.
Glad you brought it up.
Listen to this, Logan. You're going to love this.
I will.
Let's say there's a billion stars in our little galaxy called the Milky Way. Guess how many galaxies are generally known about and accepted by the scientific community based on research done by the telescopes such as the Hubble telescope over the last few years.
The Hubble is cool.
Guess how many of these galaxies that may have something like a billion stars within them. Guess how many there are.
Thousands.
Definitely.
Thousands, I'd say. Yeah. Millions, maybe. I mean,
I have to credit, you've heard of the TV personality. I can't remember his
name.
Have
you heard of them?
I haven't, as it turns out.
Evidently not.
Mike Rowe.
Describe them? Yeah.
Mike Rowe, you know him?
I've heard of Mike Rowe.
Dirty Jobs, etc.
I've heard of Dirty Jobs.
Yeah. Anyway, he mentioned this earlier on a different show I was listening to.
You know, they called Steve Jobs Dirty Jobs when he didn't shower for like 3 months after coming back from India.
He did. That's horrible. Thank you.
It's not horrible. He was finding himself.
So.
No, that's not true, but it would have been funny if it was.
So, how many galaxies?
Thousands, I'd wager.
What Mike Rowe described was that he was narrating a show, simply reading off a teleprompter because he didn't really know the science, but he was narrating a science show. And 1 week they told him we've done all this research, and here's the data. And what he read was that there were 100 billion galaxies.
No. That's pretty crazy if there are. The fact that people say that we're the only extraterrestrial, actually the only life out there, extraterrestrial or terrestrial, is absolute BS when you take into account that.
Guess what, Logan?
I'm sure that's not true.
A couple weeks later, they said, we have to have you re-record that one little bit because...
We made a minor mistake.
Minor. Guess how many? Galaxies.
100 million.
2 trillion.
No way.
2 trillion galaxies. And you know what?
That's mind-boggling. I cannot
imagine. The point
that
you
that.
Made...
I just can't
funny
imagine
that
it.
You say it, Logan. Exactly the point he made. He said... It's statistically 100% that there's not just a possibility of life out there.
That there is life.
But if you think that the universe is essentially infinite and infinitely expanding, there's infinite life out there. There's not just, there's probably life here and there. No, there's infinite other life on other planets.
Unlimited power.
Throughout the world,
a certain Palpatine ones.
Yeah, we're separated from them by a long distance.
You know what? This is like the analogy that I'm not sure if you've heard or not, but I've heard it too many times to count. It's like saying that we're the only life in the universe is like taking a spoonful of seawater and saying that sea animals don't exist.
Yeah, saying there's no sharks in this. I guess there's no sharks in the ocean.
Yeah, it's like looking around in this room and saying, oh, there are no adults that exist. Or, let me put it this way.
Well,
there are no mature adults on planet Earth. You would be correct if you were talking about the people in this very room, but you would not be correct for the Earth. Because
what you're describing is logic.
I'm just saying that you're a scientific anomaly within yourself. It's an honor talking to you. That's all. That's all
well,
I'm
thanks.
Saying. I'm trying to be disrespectful, but I just can't do it.
Oh,
so
Logan.
Write in with some roasts that I could use for next week, everyone.
Logan, I think we have to wrap up this week's science segment.
Yeah, thank God.
And replace it with real or fake.
All right, we're in real or fake now. You want to introduce it? I'm not going to
sure.
even edit it.
Ladies
so
and gentlemen,
this possible.
Is real or fake.
That
another
was real. Great that you did that intro like that.
A real
that
gold
real
star. A plus. Gold standard episodic
a lot of gold.
Segment.
Can afford that gold.
Here at a podcast about music.
Yeah, that's the name of our show. All right, this week I barely got my real or fake in on time. Sorry,
oh,
that's
me too.
That's just the wall. That's normal in the studio, apparently. You want to go first or
no,
second?
No, it's your time for sure. Your turn.
Oh, thank you. All right. Story numero uno. Woman attempts to get around pandemic rules by walking her boyfriend on a leash. In Quebec, China. Excuse me. That doesn't exist. In Quebec, Canada, a 4-week-long curfew has been implemented, which requires residents to stay in their homes from 8 p.m. in the evening until 5 a.m. in the morning hours. With all the restrictions, there are a few exemptions to this rule. For essential workers who need to travel, and also for those who need to walk their dogs, one woman reportedly attempted to use the latter exemption for her own benefit on Saturday evening, shortly after the curfew came into effect. What I'm trying to say is that she took her boyfriend out for a walk, pretending that he was a dog.
Sounds completely believable.
I mean, maybe it's real, maybe it's fake. I could even show you my stories because they're not even labeled.
All right.
All right, story number two. This is more of a mini story, major headline type thing. It's like a headline and then like...
Yeah, no, I understand.
You'll understand soon.
One of my stories is shorter than the other also.
That's usually how it goes. Rich man buys small island, proceeds to stock an anti-war bunker with genetic cereals, water, and flex tape, a versatile tool that can be used in so many situations.
Fake.
The real catch?
Fake.
He did it all on a dare.
Fake.
Well, why do you think so?
Because the first story was well written, and the second one seems like a quickie.
He uses his payback. Yeah, that's what they call it in the biz. They call this one a quickie. Yeah, you're correct, but did you find anything about that story remotely familiar?
Flex tape.
Well, we all love flex tape. Not sponsored.
Stocking an island.
Did you remember that story at all? I mean, at all. Did you remember it?
Logan, I can't say I was really listening that well.
Oh, well, I mean, par for the course. But no, okay. We'll take a listen to this, if I can pull it up in time.
Which is real?
Sorry for my voice, by the way.
I've never met a seagull. Seagull? Seagull.
This is from our 8th episode.
At least 400 or 500 eccentric millionaires who would definitely do something unnecessary on a dare.
But then again, one of them could have been made up.
Thanks to you trying to sway my decision.
Anyone find something familiar in this?
The fake story is not the seagull.
Correct.
So the fake story is...
Rich man buys small island, proceeds to stock an anti-war bunker with generic brand cereal and flex tape, all in a dare.
So I just pulled the same story on Eric, and he got it right again, but he did not notice that it was the same story. Maybe it's because my voice has deepened significantly since then. I don't know. I'm growing up.
Who knows?
I'm growing up, guys. It's pretty crazy. If I do say so myself, I mean, what do I know? I'm just a kid. But yeah, I don't think it's that funny, but you're making me blush.
So... That was great, Logan.
Yeah,
I was about to say, didn't you tell me that story once a long time ago?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was also on our peek behind the curtain. That was on our most successful episode, Post Malone.
We were doing Real or Fake way back in episode 8?
That was
8?
Our first Real or Fake.
Episode
8? First Real or Fake, and I remember I uploaded it wrong. So I uploaded it with Real or Fake first, and then the musical segment, and then... we ended the show.
What are you gonna do?
So I had to rearrange that. But yeah, that's fun. That is
fun stuff, Logan.
Oof. All right. We've got time for one life. Oh well, actually, you have to read your stories, right?
You want to hear a little real or fake?
I mean, do I have a choice?
From this side of the table?
No. Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Logan,
please light on me.
You know that I like to intertwine my stories with a common theme, with a common thread, if you will.
Yeah, I do.
Tonight's common thread is very unique hotel experiences in the US of A. Weird and wacky hotels across America, if you will.
This from
CNN Travel at CNN.com.
May I for a second?
You may.
When you said weird and wacky, it sounded like you were going to transition into like a Coach Steve voice from Big Mouth. And
I'm not sure who that is.
I know you haven't seen the show. I highly recommend anyone if you're like over the age of like 13. You should watch Big Mouth on Netflix. It's great. But if you went into a Coach Steve right then, you would have won Best Podcast Host Award of 2021 immediately.
Well, thanks for the information.
Now you really got to work for it.
Yeah, well. All right,
what can
Logan,
you do?
From CNN's list of the, what's the list called? 17 weird and wacky hotels across America. We get this one story about a hotel in Watkins Glen, New York. You ever been there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know what it's famous
for?
On
a company retreat. Yeah, Watkins Glen.
Yeah, the racetrack, but they've also got...
Famous for its waterfalls.
Gorge, right?
Gorge, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like gorgeous.
The river running island. Down that's carved out this beautiful gorge.
Yeah, I mean, the water technically is falling.
So. AKA the Watkins Glen, whatever they call
I'm
it.
I'm a bit of a scientist myself.
It's tremendous. If you haven't been there, look it up. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really pretty. I went there when I, like, a long time ago, so I don't really remember it.
Yeah, but...
I'd be down for going back.
Well, you might want to go back because they're building a hotel.
Oh,
into
great.
The side
yeah,
of
remember,
one of the rocks, into the
side
of one of the cliffs.
That's cool.
They're building a hotel into the side of literally one of the cliffs, like I just said. They're building 17 guest rooms into that rock wall that'll be accessible via elevators from the top. If you remember, there's like a cliff off the top, Logan.
Yeah, I remember.
Elevators are going to take you down to 17 guest rooms that are going to have plate glass windows overlooking the biggest waterfall they have there in Watkins Glen, New York.
Cool idea.
It's a very incredible idea. It's not quite built. They're 2 months into the building phase. It's been in the planning stages for years.
Do we know pricing?
We don't know anything like that, okay. Or at least this article doesn't know about it.
Yeah, I don't know
since
anything
it's not
about
open
it either.
Yet.
That's why I asked.
That's
sounds compelling.
Story number one.
Cool.
They're building rooms into the side of a cliff overlooking the gorges at Watkins Glen.
All right.
Story number two. You'll have to head out to the great state of Oregon. Or Oregon, as some say, but I think
it's Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah.
Why not?
Someone thought about building a resort all out of tree houses.
Cool.
Guess what they call it?
Treehouse.
No, they call it the Out and About Treehouse
Resort.
No,
yeah.
Not resort.
Vacation land.
Treesort.
Oh, that's...
Because it's an Out
like
and About Treehouse...
You want to go or like...
No, please, after you. Yeah.
Sounds like that name was the last resort. You know what I mean? Now you can
I
go.
Am afraid
thanks
you're
for laughing
correct.
That emphatically. But
the
it really
Out
wasn't
and About Treehouse Treesort.
And if you hear some sounds, guys, I am doing a Rubik's Cube. While
and it's
we,
just like
record.
It sounds. They've built a bunch of treehouses that you can fit your whole family into, Logan.
And it depends how big your family is.
Up in the trees. There are 18 different designs to choose from in their treesort.
Now, is this your second story or a continuation
yeah.
of your first?
Second story. There's
oh, okay.
just two unique
two
hotel stories.
Hotels, okay.
One of which is rooms built into the side of Watkins Glen's gorges.
Yeah, that's a pretty gorgeous.
Second
story.
Which is the treesort in Oregon. There's a few different versions of the... rooms up in the trees and
yeah, I bet.
One of the funniest names they all have a name of course
of
one
course.
Of the funniest names is the Treezebo in the treesort
for a gazebo
it's like that but it's a Treezebo
pretty cool
it seems like they kind of ran out of
yeah they're milking it
interesting
they
names.
started milking it with the treesort idea but
Treezebo they were really
where credit's
out of ideas.
Due I mean hire me for your next resort
yeah.
because I guarantee I will come up with more compelling names for you I have a life hack but I'd also like to quickly talk about something that I happened upon this week that I can't believe it was just in 1 week. You want to say something?
I would like you to figure out which one's real and which one's fake.
Yeah, that's important. Sorry about that, folks. I think that second story was fake just because the name was so bad.
The
tree.
The treetorium or whatever it's called. True story.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what
no.
do you think? They're blasting
oh, no.
into that beautiful natural rock? Watkins
as much as I wanted to believe that it was a little unbelievable in terms of the nature preservation and everything that they're doing in Watkins Glen.
I finally fooled him.
Am I that him? I'd be honored
yep.
if I was. Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. As you were saying.
You did fool me. Those were good. I would not have expected that, but I guess I gotta watch my six sometimes. I watched the entire series so far, seasons 1 through 3 of Cobra Kai this week on Netflix.
Is that the one about the karate kid?
It's the one about the karate kid who's now a karate adult. I watched the first Karate Kid and the second Karate Kid about a week and a half ago. Then I watched all 3 seasons of Cobra Kai this week.
You've been busy.
Yeah, among other things, really. So, really busy. But it was great. I really highly suggest it to anyone who's a fan of the Karate Kid, or if you haven't gotten into Karate Kid, if you and I'm not talking about the ones with Jaden Smith or anything. This is Ralph Macchio.
The original.
And Pat M. I forget his last name, but that's Mr. Miyagi.
Marita.
Pat Morita, yeah. Gone too soon. I guess he was pretty old, but great actor. I loved him in Karate Kid. Anyway.
Yeah, apparently he had a lot more interesting credits to his name.
He was in Cheers.
Most of us didn't know about.
I think he was in Cheers, right?
I don't know about that.
I might have misread something.
Maybe, maybe not.
I thought maybe he was behind the bar once or twice. But great TV series. I'd highly recommend it. Even if you haven't seen Karate Kid, if you go and watch Karate Kid, it's free on Prime with ads. I think if you have Prime, it's free with ads. I'm not sure if you don't have Amazon Prime, but you could probably find it other places too. Or drop a few bucks and watch it. It's really worth it. And then if you have Netflix, you've got all 3 seasons at your fingertips. So I'd highly recommend it. It's a great distraction. And of Cobra Kai, yeah. It's more than a great distraction. It's a great show. I really like what they're doing to the characters.
Logan,
really
complex. Did they bring Daniel LaRusso back?
Oh yeah, they did.
Okay, how about
old Johnny Boy?
Sensei. What about the old Sensei?
Sensei Kreese?
Yeah.
They got him too.
How about Johnny now that you mention it?
Johnny Lawrence is back as well.
And Allie with an I?
Allie with an I is in season 3.
And how about Mr. Miyagi?
Mr. Miyagi is no longer with us, but he is with us in forms of numerous flashbacks.
Oh, I heard that about this program.
Which, honestly, I'm surprised they tied the flashbacks into the show so well. Because they did rely heavily on kind of fan servicey things and, like, obviously parallels between the original Karate Kid and the first season of Cobra Kai, but they blended it in really nicely with some of the later flashbacks. I appreciated that.
Interesting.
They'll do like kind of split screen where it fades into like half the screen is a flashback and then the other half is the like a mirror image present day. Pretty cool.
Now what about like Daniel LaRusso's mom, Ma. Is she back? Is
Ma's
Ma
back as well. Yeah, yeah.
No
white
kidding.
White hair, but don't care. Right? That
really?
Seems to be the saying these days.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
That sounds like a lot of
fun. The whole gang's back together. So it's a pretty cool show. I'd highly recommend it.
I'm going to check it out one of these days.
Great. Just like you were going to watch the show You. I've been suggesting it to you since last year.
Pretty sure I was not going to do that.
It's one of my favorite shows. You got to check it out.
Sure.
If you're of the older age demographic and like, I think I've said this before, and you like being in suspense and enjoying a TV show, highly recommend the show You on Netflix as well. And I think the 3rd season is coming out this year too, which is going to be super exciting.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm watching You.
All right.
On Netflix. When the 3rd season comes out. Anyway, would you mind if I read one life hack before we wrap
Please
up this week?
Please do. I'm about ready.
All right. This week, we answer the question, how long should you nap for? 10 to 20 minutes to boost alertness, energy, and refresh yourself. 30 minutes? Never. This will leave you feeling extremely groggy. 60 minutes to improve your fact, face, and name recognition. And 90 minutes to improve emotional, procedural memory, and creativity.
So don't take a half hour nap is what you're saying.
Never. It'll leave you feeling extremely groggy.
Why is that? You start to fall into a deep sleep and you get woken up out of it?
REM and
wow,
like almost a dream state. But then if
I
you're pulled out
I always thought half
it,
hour was okay, but something like 45 to 50 minutes or even an hour was not okay. So.
No, an hour is good for
wow,
fact base and name recognition. I feel like at the 30-minute mark, you'll start to experience sleep inertia, And it I've heard like about you that. Need an app yeah. Also, right now, as could I. But yeah, I am. Many a morning, as of recent, I have experienced quite severe sleep inertia, which is really? Basically just feel very tired when you wake up.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. That it's a harsh reality of being an extremely successful influencer, as yeah. I am.
Potter.
Gotta rise and grind, as the kids say. But that's basically all I had to say. As Eric Andre would say, that's all I had planned.
That sounds like good enough for me, Logan.
Yeah, it's good enough for me too. It's been a pleasure talking to you tonight. I'm glad we learned a little something about the Traveling Wilburys, that they were made up of five people. Let's go every other for those five.
Sure. Bob Dylan.
George Harrison.
Roy Orbison.
Tom Petty.
Jeff Lynne.
Yeah.
Logan, have we ever talked about Cyndi Lauper on the program?
I don't think so. Not a whole episode,
I don't think so either. So we've got a...
We talk about her time after time, though.
Oh, my gosh. We have a few episodes lined up, apparently, that you mentioned following this one.
Not necessarily right after this one, okay, but in the near future.
I got an anonymous request from one of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Please do a webisode on Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, we can arrange that for sure.
So I would love to.
Yeah,
big
me too.
Big fan.
Yeah, I think her music is great. I like Cyndi Lauper as well. So it's kind of exciting that we actually have a concrete plan of what to talk about. Imagine this, us knowing what we're going to talk about before we start the show.
I'm looking forward to it.
No, yeah, me too. As always, keep your mask on and make sure it covers your nose as well as your mouth.
It's the least you can do for your fellow humans out there.
It's coming up on a year since last March, which is pretty nuts. But we'll have some sort of 1 year since COVID really got serious.
Let's face it. This is far and away the quickest pandemic any of us has ever experienced.
It's so let's count our blessings, okay? Is it the only one you've experienced?
Yep.
That would mean that it's quick. And that's friend of the show, Megan, if you heard that. Quite a trickster. But that's basically it. So, Eric, without any further ado, we'll see you next week, all right?
Take care, Logan.
All right.